Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today on the internet, wherever you may be. This is your host, Brother T, for another episode of The Best Hour here on Blog Talk Radio, and with my wife, Reverend Renee. And today we're going to be discussing Lesson 240 in A Course in Miracles, Fear is Not Justified in Any Form. An important lesson. Let's join together for a moment of silence. Fear is not justified in any form. Fear is deception. It attests that you have seen yourself as you could never be, and therefore look upon a world which is impossible. Not one thing in this world is true. It does not matter what the form in which it may appear. It witnesses but to your own illusions of yourself. Let us not be deceived today. We are the Son of God. There is no fear in us, for we are each a part of love itself.
How foolish are our fears? Would you allow your son to suffer? Give us faith today to recognize your son and set him free. Let us forgive him and in your name, that we may understand his holiness and feel the love for him that is your own as well. Fear is not justified in any form.
Amen. Let's join together again for a brief moment of silence. Fear is deception. Fear is a liar, and fear runs the world. We talk a lot, and yesterday's lesson we talked about illusion. We've talked about illusion a lot lately, but I think the point is that he says here, therefore look upon a world which is impossible. And what we are called to do in the realization of our true self, to be joined in union and relationship with our true self, is to see a new world. Not a world that's impossible, which is a world of illusion, but a world of love. And we could call it the kingdom of heaven, because indeed that's what it is. So to see through what the world is manifesting as our experience. And do we have to look very far in the news today, where we are today? This is the month of August in 2020, and the world is still in the grip of a fear of an unseen virus. We don't see it. We don't know where it's at. We don't know how to protect ourselves, quote unquote, from it. There's this fear that permeates our media, our politics, and now our economics. And all of those things are, you know, impossible in truth, because we are not bodies in truth. We're not separated in truth. We're not man, woman in truth. We're none of those things. We are as God created us to be. We are spirit. So to see the world of spirit beyond the world of form, I'm seeing in my mind the image of the movie Matrix, where at the end of the first episode, where Neo actually begins to see beyond form, and he sees it looks like a digital, everything is digitized, you know, in his vision, as he has become ascended or has risen to a new level of seeing, a new level of consciousness. He's seeing through the presentation and seeing what's underneath it. And really, that's what our journey is here. It's a return to the vision of Christ, is to see beyond the illusion of the world. Fear is not justified in any form. And that is very difficult for us, the human ego self, to accept that because its entire foundation is based on fear. And I've talked to people and they say, well, I don't have any fear. I'm not experiencing fear. And I can't but help but laugh a little bit about that, not just to myself, not to offend anybody, but everything we do is, everything that the ego does is really based in fear. And it's all healing, is said here in A Course in Miracles, is all healing is the removal of fear, is moving beyond some idea of fear. And miracle, a sudden shift of perception, is to move out of the mind of fear into the mind of love. Fear is not justified in any form.
And that's really a pain in the ass, because that means that, you know, in any form, you know, so there are messengers of love and there are messengers of fear. Or like when we send out fear, what are the forms, you know? We could also say, fill in the blank for fear. Then I remember reading in the Course how anger is never justified.
That's right.
And that, I really struggled with that. Imagine that, you know? Fear is never justified. Guilt is never justified. Attack is never justified. Violence is never justified. You know, and so we are, you mentioned the time in which we are living, and one, in addition to the coronavirus, there is a lot of unrest about, connected with racial tension in our country, and incidents, and the concept and idea of systemic racism, and we're seeing, you know, peaceful protests that are turning into, you know, riots. And so there's a lot of conversation about these activities and when they turn to, you know, burning and looting and actually killing of one another. Actually, none of it is justified, even whatever the incident is that precipitated it. And so it's like none of this is justified in any form. It really becomes, then what do we do? I think becomes the human question. Then if we don't have anger, if we don't have guilt, if we don't have punishment, if somebody isn't a sinner, then how do we change anything? How do we hold somebody accountable? Even the concept of forgiveness in my personal work, as I do my forgiveness work, you know, I think, why would I, what would inspire me? What is the motivation to continue even a low-grade resentment towards someone? And the only thing I could come up with was fear, and then fear leading to guilt, fear leading to sin. Somebody did something wrong. They must be held accountable and must be punished. And fear that I'm in charge of that. You know, like somehow my resentment, my unforgiveness is somehow holding accountable, you know, but it's all fear. It's all based on fear. And so, you know, because this also talks about how foolish are our fears. Would you allow your son to suffer? Give us faith today to recognize your son and set him free. Let us forgive him in your name, that we may understand his holiness and feel the love for him that is your own as well. Now, maybe perhaps the capital S son means, you know, Christ.
It does, of course.
Right. But we always associate that just with, you know, Jesus. But like the Christ each of us individually represents Christ too. Is that not true?
Of course, and because this book is just written in the, you know, male gender, for clarification or simplification, you know, even that is pointing out the absurdity that there could even be gender.
Mm.
Those are just constructs of a separated mind, right? But this whole book, if I can say, is really trying to give you a foundation for the justification of love, And everything you were talking about really is the world trying to justify self-loathing. We project it onto the other person, and we call it anything we can come up with, racism or, you know, politics. It really, you know, doesn't economic. It doesn't really matter what it is, right? It's the justification that the ego is seeking for self-hatred. It really, because if we are beginning to grasp that there is no one else out there, if we're trying to justify our hatred for somebody else, it's just simply a justification for self-hatred, because the other one is you. There is nobody separate from you. That's impossible. It's just the illusion of separation. And the justification is self-hatred.
Which is so based systemic. In fear.
It's all based in guilt and fear, absolutely.
Yeah.
So the world is teaching the justification of self-hatred, and God, the Holy Spirit, Jesus, A Course in Miracles, is teaching, truth is teaching, justification for love.
So fear is deception. It attests that you have seen yourself as you could never be, and therefore look upon a world which is impossible. So we see ourselves as we could never be, which is separate.
Yeah.
And when we believe that we're separate, we look upon a world that could never be.
Impossible.
That is impossible.
That's right.
Right.
And the thought system of the ego is so complete within itself that to question its insanity is worthy of condemnation. You better not question my feelings. You can't question my justification for my actions, my hatred of somebody else. How dare you? Because you're now being the hateful person. So this book, by that definition, is a book of hatred, because it's saying that what we believe is true in the world is impossible. We're going to have to cancel that out. That can't be true. I know how I feel. The ego says, this is how I feel. I feel, you know, that I've been victimized. God didn't create victims. You can't be victimized. But, oh no, if you tell me that I can't be a victim, then you're prejudiced, or that you are a racist, or that you're being hateful to me. You're harming me. So it's so circuitous and it's so intact within itself, self-contained, that you can't attack it, because then you are the hater. By trying to bring truth to it, you can be seen as the hater. We have to simply allow ourselves to let it all go.
We have to step away from the insanity.
We have to completely step away from trying to make the insanity work.
Right.
Because you can't fix what doesn't exist.
Right.
It's an imposter.
Yeah.
All of it. Every bit of it. The only thing that's true is that we do, in fact, ultimately, actually, love ourselves and each other. And until we are willing to accept that preposterous position, we are mired in self-hatred.
Oh, our silly humans.
Silly humans.
Silly humans. How foolish are our fears. How foolish are our fears. And so in this holy instant, we We can see that our fears are not justified in any form.
Yeah.
We can let it go. We can drop the instruments of fear and walk away.
Yeah, I think it might have been in yesterday's lesson you were talking about your training in
science of
religious
mind.
Science and science of mind, and that you had a prayer process,
mm-hmm.
right? And we talk about the holy instant a lot, and the holy instant is, you know, a lot of people try to make it this big mysterious thing, but it's really simple. It's simply turning to God first before we do anything, being joined in union in the mind with the mind of God, right? So just being practicing the holy instant is just simply to turn to God and ask the question, what's the truth? And that's the only step that's necessary to see the world in a new way, is to see it through the eyes of Christ, to see it through the vision of love, and is to see, as Jesus said, forgive them, that they know not what they do. We don't know. We literally do not know what we're doing to ourselves, because nobody's told us that there's another way of seeing things. Well, we have been told, but we ignore that because the ego says, I've been jeopardized, or I've been hurt, I've been harmed, or my great 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 grandfather was this or that. And so we keep reliving
the sins of our fathers.
The sins of our fathers in the present day. And it's all just a construct of illusion. But nonetheless, that doesn't make the pain that we're dealing with, you know, it doesn't ease the pain that we're dealing with, you know, to try to attack that. We have to help people to see. We have to help ourselves to see. I misspoke when I said that. We don't have to help people. Everybody's on their own journey. That's fine. But we have to help ourselves see that in this now moment, we can take that good deep breath, we can turn within, and we can ask that question of our higher self and be willing to be informed of it. What is the truth?
Mm. And that in of itself is such a great conclusion to our conversation, and yet I have another question or another aspect of this particular lesson that is begging to be asked, mm-hmm. and it's the word justified,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I think we've kind of talked about justified, like how we may feel justified in withholding forgiveness, may feel justified in attack or violence, or, you know, with the idea that in our justification we're righting a quote-unquote wrong, which leads to another word that has a similar root, you know, justice. How do we, you know, justice is something that in some pathways is a goal. And so how would we discuss justice in the context of this? I suppose, and I'm going to guess, you know, that there is the idea of justice, you know, on the human realm, but in the realm of spirit, it is incomprehensible because there's no injustice. And so that's where I'm led to go with it. I think sometimes our conversations can seem not practical, that in the world in which we live, there is a call for justice.
No, there's not.
There can really be an argument for that. And the other, okay, so there's a second part to this, and then I'll be quiet. But the second part to it is, you know, sometimes I feel like we have this little loophole.
Oh.
Fear is not justified in any form. And, you know, but when is there the opportunity to be a stand for integrity that, you know, actions that could be connected with fear could also be interpreted to be a stand for integrity. So those are my two, and those are two biggies, I suppose.
Yeah.
And we are going well beyond how long we normally take here. So if we want to cut this into another episode, I suppose we could. But
Well, you said the most important word as you started to discuss that point. You said it's an idea.
Mm.
It's an idea in the mind of the ego.
Which one?
Justice.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It's an idea in the mind of ego, and the ego's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Everything it thinks is incorrect. There's no such thing as justice. There's no such thing as hatred. There's no such thing as form. There's no such thing as body. There's no such thing as man and woman.
Mm. It's
impossible. You're looking upon a world that's impossible. And you're saying, I'm going to take this illusion and make the illusion a better illusion. And we can use all kinds of words and all kinds of ideas, but all of it, every bit of it, is a construct of an insane mind. We don't know compassion. We think we do. We have an idea of what it is. We don't know empathy. We think we do. We have an idea of what it is. But the thinking mind of the ego self is not and has not the ability to think the thoughts of God. It's the separation from the thoughts of God. And all of its ideas are constructs of insanity. Now that's a tough pill to swallow. And nobody wants to accept it because it looks like on the front page of the newspaper, the top fold, somebody was done wrong. There was hatred and rioting and raging and prejudice and racism and blah, 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 and murder and child abuse and rape and, you know, sounds like hell. Sure, it doesn't sound like heaven. But here we are in the middle of the kingdom of heaven, having a dream of what heaven is not.
Mm.
The only justice that we can perform for ourselves is to take that good deep breath, turn within, and ask the voice for God, capital V, voice for God, what is the truth? And allow love to return to the presence of our mind. Ultimately, we have to turn away from it, as you said before, set it aside, and not focus on what's wrong, but to allow the healing of what is true to be our guide. The holy instant is to turn to that self, let that self show us the vision of heaven right where we are. And it is here. We've never left it.
And the stand from integrity then emanates from there.
Absolutely. It can only come when we are practicing being joined in relationship with a higher self. Now we may do the exact same thing that we would have done out of fear, the fearful mind. But now we're doing that thing, that same thing, that same act, but it's being done in love. And the effect of that, the impact, the alchemization of the world, the change of what we see and do in the world, is unimaginable. Mm. It's called a miracle.
Mm. Beautiful. I'm asking the questions that I believe will be asked.
I think they're being asked a lot.
They come up in my mind, they come up in what I read, and it's like, wow, this is truly an absolute teaching.
It's totally.
And
that's why it's not easy. It's not, who wants to deal with that? Who wants that?
So, you know, peace I give to you.
Mm-hmm.
Not the peace as the world understands it, but my peace I give to you. And it's already given.
That's right. All glory to God.
Yeah.
Therefore, all glory to you when you are joined in God.
Give us faith to recognize your son and set him free. Let us forgive him in your name, that we may understand his holiness and feel the love for him that is your own as well. Fear is not justified in any form. Let us not be deceived today. We are the Son of God. There is no fear in us, for we are each a part of love itself. We are each a part of love itself. No one is outside of that. All are within that. We are each a part of love itself.
And that's capital L, love, and capital I, itself. That is God. How foolish are our fears? Would you allow your children to suffer? Give us faith today to recognize your children and set them free. Let us forgive those in your name that we may understand their holiness and feel the love for them that is your own as well. And so it is.
And so it is.
And God bless you, brothers and sisters, for being with us today, for being our companions in this journey, this sometimes difficult work. But we love you, and we appreciate you.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
We move to a new section tomorrow, and it's called What is the World? So that'll be a good one to move into next.
It will be indeed. Stay the course. We'll be back. Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send